Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, as they move to 3-0 on the year after some impressive wins over the University of Mary and Chadron State since the last time we talked, particularly University of Mary. Let's talk about that game first, Kevin, and then we'll move on to Chadron State. I mean, this was a team that, you know, we kind of talked about it ad nauseum in the last coach's show, but this was a team that had, you know, won three straight against you, you know, swept you last year, both very, very competitive games, a game that you ended up winning comfortably this year. Obviously, that was a real quality win for this program.
Yeah, it was. We played very well in the first half, especially. You know, they're a very good opponent, and it seems like almost every time we play them that the game's going to be relatively close. Both teams are very balanced, and this time we were able to just come out on top.
Interesting thing, I thought it was a real good game for you from the standpoint that it was a very different game than what we saw against Colorado Springs. The first time, and of course you'll be coming up against Colorado Springs again on the road here shortly, and I'm sure it'll be a vastly different game. But, you know, that game you really were in control from start to finish. University of Mary, you did manage to get on top early, had a nice, fairly nice halftime lead, but they did make some nice runs at you there in the second half. And it seemed like, it always amazes me, you know, you play 40 minutes of basketball and sometimes it comes down to just one or two really good defensive stops. It seems like every time you needed one of those against Mary, you got one.
Yeah, it was a much closer than the score indicated. We were able to get up by, you know, 15, 16, maybe a little bit more than that, and then they trimmed it to, I believe, single digits pretty early in the second half. And anytime you have around a 10-point lead in a college game, it really is not over. I mean, with a 30-second clock, it's just two or three possessions, and they're right back in it. So the game was really not decided until the last couple minutes, and that's a tribute to them. They would not quit, and they kept plugging away.
I was joking around with Callie Kautzman after the game. I was saying that we ought to send some sort of hypnotist down there just to convince her that she's always going out for the second half of a game, for the second consecutive game. If you take a look at Colorado Springs as well, she just came out like gangbusters there in the second half. Obviously, this is a girl that whatever you're telling her at the half, she's really you know, taking it to heart and just turned into a, you know, obviously she plays well in the first half, don't get me wrong, but in the second half, Callie has just been really stepping it up a notch.
Yeah, it's nothing I'm saying. It's all her. She's just takes what the defense gives her, and she's a fine example of a player spending a lot of time in the gym and working on her game in the off season. And she was a solid player for us, and this year with her minutes increased, she's made the most of an opportunity.
Before we get on to Chadron State, going to have to get it out of the way. Of course, there was one thing that certainly put a damper on it, and that was when Chantel Marcus went down, you know, in the second half of that game. I know this is always a little bit of a tricky situation for a coach, but what can you tell us about Chantel and her status?
Well, Chantel is this season status is still to be determined at this point. She has a torn ACL. We do not know the extent of the meniscus situation from the MRI due to swelling. So we will eventually know that over the next week or two. She'll be out a significant time. And if there is further damage, then she may choose to have surgery sooner than later. And I'm just going to leave that up to our team physician, Dr. Elliott, and her family, and I'll be there for support, but it's really their decision.
Let me ask you this, since it was early in the year, and I realize this is really jumping the gun, but could she possibly medical redshirt and then come back next season if she does indeed decide to go that option of surgery?
By the timing of it, yes, but that is a decision that will be made by her and her family if they choose to do that.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Just I know that a lot of people wondering about that and appreciated you passing that on to us. We'll talk about the Chadron State game coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a couple of impressive wins over the University of Mary and Chadron State. The impressiveness of that win largely can be attributed to what we were talking about, right before the break here, the fact that Chantel did not play that game. You always kind of wonder how a team's going to respond to that. And I know there were some, certainly I'm sure from your standpoint, not as smooth a performance as you had against the University of Mary. But again, the gals managed to find a way to win and win in double figures.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. Chadron State's a quality team. Coach Canelli is in his second year, and his first year, last year he won 11 games, and the previous year they'd won only two. He brought in a couple new players, including an all-conference guard who transferred from Nebraska, Carney, that's a very solid player and was their best player on the court and was very difficult for us to guard. We had players step up. We had to move Callie over to the point guard, and which she's very comfortable with. She played in high school, and she played also last year some, and she even played some possessions early this season. So it's nothing that she's not used to. And we started Sarah at the two guard. Rachel Hansen came in and delivered in a big way for us. It was nice to see a senior who had been hurt last year to contribute. I think she had her best game of her career. And we got a lot of great bench performances throughout that game.
Glad you mentioned Rachel. I was very impressed with her, not only from the standpoint that I think she had a career high in points, but from the standpoint that she did a tremendous job with a couple of big key steals, a great couple of defensive plays. And she is in an interesting situation because she's in her senior year. First couple of years, of course, she's stuck behind a couple of great players and for obvious reasons gets limited playing time. Last year, she misses a good portion of the year with knee surgery. Got to be a great feeling from a coach's standpoint, because I know you think a great deal of Rachel, to see her come in and give you such quality minutes off the bench, because she's really sort of embraced that role, I think.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a nicer person. Rachel is a tremendous student athlete. She works very hard in the classroom, and she's just very coachable and just a great person. She had off-season knee surgery, this summer, in minor surgery, and really is just starting to get healthy again. And it was a great thing that she played so very well, and I look for her to contribute consistently.
One thing I really liked about, again, and I think it was another nice win for me, the standpoint that we got to see some different things from Montana State Billings. The perimeter game has been outstanding for you pretty much all year. I mean, when it comes to hitting threes, obviously that's going to be a big part of your offense, and nobody loves a three-pointer more than I do, but there are times when they're just not falling, and that's just going to happen over the course of a year for whatever reason, I think particularly sometimes on the road. But Kayla Ryan had a big game inside. Obviously, it went to show that, the old expression, you live by the three, die by the three. Obviously, there's some other areas with this team that they can go with from just and not just shoot the ball from outside.
Yeah, I think we're very balanced. We have ability to score inside and out, and some of our players do that themselves. Kelly Kautzman was very effective in the post in the last game, as was Mandy Jacobs, and like you said, Kayla. Melissa Porter gave us some post presence early in the game with a couple baskets, and we know that we have to be able to be effective inside and outside in the half court, and I thought throughout that game we demonstrated that.
Interesting thing about this team, and I know we've talked about this a lot, but I thought it was really on display, not only against Chadron State, but against University of Mary. It seems like every time the offense was in a real nice flow, it always seemed to be sparked by a great defensive play. And so oftentimes we talk about the defense and we talk about the offense like they're sort of separate entities, but I think Montana State Billings is a classic example that you really can't have one without the other to be really, really effective, and it seemed like your offense, again, was really sparked by a great defensive effort.
Yeah, it was, and we work very hard. Our assistant coaches do a great job preparing our players through scouting reports and film review, as well as assisting me in practice. And we understand that we have to be able to get defensive stops, especially in critical games at close times. And it does kind of give our offense a burst there when you can create a turnover and maybe get a fast break or an open three or something like that that starts on the defensive end.
Seems like every year there's always one freshman that kind of just kind of steps out, and maybe their numbers don't always show it, but they just seem to really, really impress. Last year, of course, after the first game, I was saying I really, really like that Callie Kautzman, my goodness. And, of course, she is looking to what she's developed, you know, here in her sophomore season, averaging around 20. One person I was really impressed with, particularly against Chadron, and I've and early in the year as well, was Ashley Reed. This is a player that, you know, is capable of putting up some big numbers over the next 4 years for MSUB.
Ashley's doing a great job. She comes from a nationally known high school program at Oregon City, has a great family. Her parents were able to travel over and watch her play this Saturday, so I was very happy that she was able to play well for them and herself. She just comes into the game and has that mentality, I'm going to make something happen, and it just seems that she gets a basket or a rebound or runs the floor or gets a good help side defense. She's just doing terrific things for us, and I look for her to continue to get better.
The thing that really impressed me about it, and I think you see a lot of times with freshmen, I think it's just a common thing. I think confidence is so much of what probably hinders a freshman player's game early in the year, and I certainly know it varies from player to player. But it seemed like when she was getting the ball, particularly against Chadron, I mean, every time she got the ball, it looked like she had the mentality, I want to score, you know, and I know that's kind of the first thing you're sort of looking for from a player, and then if it's not there, to dish it out. But it really seemed like she was just anxious to get the ball, and when she got the ball, it looked like she just had the mentality that, you know what, I'm going to drive towards the basket and see what happens.
Yeah, she's a very confident player. She's been in a lot of, you know, big-time games, and she's, like I said, she comes in there with the right attitude, and she understands her role, and if anything right now I need to try to find her more minutes because she's doing such a good job.
Well, maybe you'll find some more minutes for her coming up on Friday and Saturday as Montana State Billings heads for their first official road games of the season, as they'll be at Colorado Springs, and then at Adams State on Friday and on Saturday. We'll talk about those games coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
One. Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden. Already defeated Colorado Springs this year in decided fashion. You're going to be on the road, though, on Friday. And certainly, I mean, I know you've been in the business long enough, Kevin, to have seen it happen. You know, you win decidedly on the road, but or at home, rather. But, boy, when you go on the road, even against the same team, it's just a whole different animal a lot of times, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't count on anything that happened the first time. We'll be at their gym, and they just didn't play very well out of the chute that day, and we really were able to jump on them. But it would not surprise me if this game was, you know, a struggle for us. We're going to do our very best to play. We have a standard for each game that we're going to try to uphold, and the challenge for us now is to try to play like we want to, but play successfully away from here.
Does the fact that you don't have Chantel, does that change the game strategy at all, or does it basically, no, we just got to do the same thing, but we just got to do it with different people?
We just need to do the same thing. You know, she's a special athlete, and there will be certain things that, you know, we will miss, but our team knows that we can still get the job done, and we're just going to have to do it a little differently, but that doesn't mean it can't be done correctly.
when I think about it, of course, you got Adam State there Saturday at the same location. But we've talked a lot about the positive things that you've seen over the first three games of the regular season. But certainly, I'm sure there's some things that you see on film or you see during the course of a game that you say, boy, we really got to do a better job at that. Let's kind of flip it around a little bit. Let me allow me to play devil's advocate a little bit here. What are some of those things that you really think you need to kind of get better at to, you know, be successful not only this weekend but down the road?
Well, we have to be better in the half court. Sometimes we find ourselves standing and not doing the cuts and reads like we're supposed to on the offensive end. Also, some late game situations, full court pressure by our opponents has hurt us, you know, and we've had teams go on runs near the end of the game against us. It happened at Rocky. It happened with Mary to some degree, and then it happened at the Chadron. So we have to protect the ball late in the game better. And then we can work on special situations. We just haven't had a lot of time to do that. That'll be an area there. And then defensively, our rebounding, we're a little bit inconsistent with that, and it's just something that we need to work on.
Friday and Saturday at Colorado Springs as they take on Colorado Springs and Adams State. They'll be back home on Tuesday, December 1st, as they'll host Montana Tech, and then Saturday, December 12th, against Dickinson State. Kevin Wooden, congratulations again on a great start, and looking forward to you getting back home. And best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, Ken.
This is Ken Adelblue and Kevin Wooden, the Coach's Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.